Hey, what's your problem? You have business problems? We have business solutions.
Occasionally.
Well, maybe.
Life lately, not so much.
In business, every day is a fight. So, hey, what's your problem?
Thank you, John David Wells, for being the big voice guy of the What's Your Problem podcast. Check him out at the Wells Report on Facebook. From the Big.HQ in Spring Hill, this is the What's Your Problem podcast. Check us out at big.lighting.com, big.electrical.com. If you've got electrical problems, we've got electrical solutions. And, of course, if you need anything LED lighting related, we kind of are specialists, experts in that. Also, check out our new line of multicolor facility lighting, octavelighting.com. What's Your Problem is a podcast about the issues and problems plaguing local business owners and professionals around the Middle Tennessee area. We're talking to people from Nolensville, Franklin, Thompson Station, Columbia, Spring Hill, even beyond. I am your host, Jim McCarthy, jimmccarthyvoiceovers.com. And today, we have someone who made the trek all the way down in from Brentwood. We've had a massive traffic lockup all morning on 65 southbound, so she had to navigate that, and I really appreciate it. Please welcome Mrs. Emily Weber with We Travel Lux. How are you doing there?
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Oh, yeah. This is it's really fun to kind of come out on a Friday, you know, because it's a nice way to end the week.
100%.
Being part of a you know, half-brained podcast.
So, I love it. Yes, now, the weekend is upon us. That keeps happening too quickly.
So Emily is a travel agent, but not just any travel agent. And we're going to get into that. But first, we're going to do the what we call the random five, which is random five random questions, literally. I don't even know what they're going to be as we pull them up.
Okay,
so something fun. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Random 5 is brought to you by GSD Academy. Check out the link in the description. They are wonderful. They will help you get your business life whipped into shape. Angela Profit has a massive specialty when it comes to helping you digitize your workflows and organize your life and block out time and, you know, measure, see where you're spending your time and all that fun stuff. Check it out. The link's in the description. GSD Academy. Okay, here we go. Question 1. What are the most common roadblocks? Interesting notion here, being the traffic situation. The most common roadblocks that stop people from achieving their dreams.
Okay. Most important roadblocks to people achieving their dreams. Fear. Yeah. Fear of the unknown. Fear of not succeeding. Fear of competition. All of mine would be fear related, it sounds like.
Is that what it was for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I was coming in from a whole other career in publishing and being a stay-at-home mom for a season, and then decided to go into the travel industry, and it was all fear-based. How was I going to pull that off?
There you go. I love it. It's a big thing.
It is.
But fear is useless.
Fear is useless. Right? You're right about that. Oh, we got it all figured out now.
Question 2. We kid ourselves at times.
Right.
What do you know about the history of some holidays?
Oh, dear. Probably very little, if I'm being honest, outside of Christmas and Easter.
Question 3. Do athletes deserve the high salaries they receive?
Not a chance.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Well, because I think a lot of people put their heart and soul into studying and working very hard to achieve a career that, anyway, means something. And just because you happen to be born big and be an athlete, no, I don't. My husband and I have this conversation all the time. Way
really?
Overpaid.
It sounds like we've kind of hit a nerve here.
You've hit a nerve.
Really?
Totally hit a nerve.
I'll have to avoid that. Do you prefer to work in a team or alone?
In a team.
I agree. It's a lot more fun that way.
Always.
I'll be the first one to admit I don't have all the answers. At one point in my life when I was a certain age, I was like, oh yeah, I have all the answers.
Well, and it's boring to work alone.
That's right. What's small? This is question 5, the final question. I believe the count is right. What small, seemingly insignificant decision had a massive impact on your life?
Okay.
That's deep.
What small decision had a massive impact on my life? probably saying yes. I mean, I'm just fast thinking here. Saying yes to a blind date who, in essence, turned out to be my husband for 20 years.
Nice. That's there you go. One. That's that a really good one. Nice. Well, there you go. The Random Five brought to you by GSD Academy. Check them out. Links in the description. Thank you for being here.
Oh, and coming all the way out. Me.
So I have a thing about the travel industry. I produce a lot of podcasts. One of them is real estate based with Monty Moore, who's been a guest of the show, and Carrie Ann Sear. It's called The Talk of Music City Real Estate. Check them out at talkmusiccity.com, especially if you're a realtor. A lot of great information in that podcast shared on a weekly basis, comes out every Monday. But their industry is going through such a shift right now with technology coming down the pike. It really reminds me of what the travel industry went through back in the 90s, late 90s with the dot-coms. You know, you had all these travel websites that popped up. They're still around. Orbitz and what is it? Hotwire. Not Hotwire, but, you know.
Expedia.
All those things.
There's a lot of them.
But, you know, and that really kind of put the pressure and the pinch on the travel agent industry, right? But I mean, explain first what your business is about. We'll get into all that real quick.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I own a small travel company called We Travel Lux, and we specialize in trips all over the world. And part of how travel agents, travel advisors are able to do that is by having partners all over the world. So it's very important that we have, you know, networks that we can be a part of. In fact, I'm part of a network called Virtuoso, which connects me with people all over the world. So my clients have feet on the ground when they arrive to help them if something goes wrong, because, you know, we can't know the whole world. So we really depend on our global travel partners to walk with us through this. And it's interesting you bring up the dot-com era. Can I kind of speak to that a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, awesome.
What's that going on in the background? Is that me or you?
Preference from L'Oreal Paris.
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
I don't think it's me.
I'll shut the computer down. Random ad that just came out. Okay.
I love it. I love
L'Oreal
it.
L'Oreal Paris. There we go.
Well, yeah. It's funny when you say the word travel agent, you think of an old person sitting in a cubicle, you know, with a lot of other travel agents.
Yeah, pictures of Miami.
Right. And then this phenomenon came on where you could go onto Orbitz and get your air and your hotel packaged together, and maybe it was going to be less expensive, which was so cool because everybody wanted to be able to do that and go on and just book quickly. And, but with no advisement from anyone,
right?
So they were just going on saying, oh, I think that Hilton looks great. I'm going to do that and sit on the beach. And
you're taking a gamble.
Taking a gamble. Yeah. That's right. And about 11 years ago, the Virtuoso Network that so many agents are a part of changed the name of travel agent to travel advisor, which was such a cool idea because then it really just rebrands the idea. And right now, tons of people are coming into the travel industry. I mean, like real estate, right? And so the people don't fully understand all of the different dynamics and pieces that go into planning a trip and just the joy that goes into that planning process for the client in working together and making sure it's exactly what each person wants.
So much like the real estate industry, which the common argument is, you can go and hit the easy button and sell your house without any open houses, get an offer. Typically, there's a major cost to that, far more than what you would pay an agent in commission.
100%.
But you're not getting that personal touch. The, you know, every real estate agent is handling a multitude of hoops to jump through. And the best agents will make you think it's just easy. Right. Yeah. And a similar for a travel advisor.
Yes.
They're going to be handling all those different things. I mean, for you, the way I perceive what you do is that if I want to go to the Caribbean, you're going to know all the best places, where all the all-inclusive types of resorts that my wife and I want to go to. You're going to interview us, what our likes are, what we prefer, all that stuff. That's hard to do with just an automated system.
Well, absolutely. And that's just it. And for example, I'll give a real life example from this past week. I had a guy call and he wants to take his son and some buddies to a good place where they can do deep sea fishing, but he likes nice accommodations and he wants there to be, you know, fun restaurants because he has 20 somethings with him. And so understanding what is it that you want to do, giving those options, and then being able to offer properties that we would recommend.
Right.
You know, there's a property that got caught selling black market alcohol several years ago. And so, you know, we know the backstory on all of these resorts and we make it our business to visit these places all the time. And I love to say, if I haven't been there, I know somebody who has.
Right.
And
right.
So, yeah.
But your best thing to advise are the places you've been. That's the perk
absolutely.
Of the job.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
All these vacations
right.
are business trips for you.
Well, true. And every time I post on social media, the misconception there is that, oh my gosh, I'm living my best life. I'm laying on the beach all day sipping, you know, fruity drinks. But the truth is that
you're working.
I am working. I am visiting the hotels and, you know, with the managers and making relationships for my clients so that when they visit, if something happens or if they need to get moved or, you know, anything, we're prepared and we have those relationships in place.
You know who to call.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be tough to kind of figure that out with Orbitz.
It would be. And they won't call you back.
Yeah. I mean, but they're a big nebulous corporation. They're good. You know, we use them for business trips.
That's
I need
right.
to take a trip down to Miami. Book me a hotel. Find something. I don't care what it is. So if you don't really care about where you want to stay, is it clean? Does it have 4 to 5 stars? Do people generally say good things about it? Okay, fine with me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Find me the cheapest flight and car and all that stuff.
Yes.
But when it comes to, I want to enjoy my time. I'm spending 2 weeks in Costa Rica.
Yes.
I have no idea how to get there. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
In the people and peers in your industry that have gone through the 90s dot-com bubble that really, I mean, it decimated the industry, right?
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. And travel agents just, it became like a bad word. People don't, you know, ooh, I would never use a travel agent because everybody thinks that they can do it better until possibly now.
Right. But when did that shift happen? Do you remember?
When related to COVID?
No. I mean, in terms of how people, well, okay, maybe I do need a travel agent. You know what I mean? When Orbitz and the Expedias of the world weren't able to go that in depth.
Well, I think that the travel advisors or travel agents who stuck through it definitely have been able to sell the story of, I give you a different experience. You know, we find out exactly what it is you're wanting for your specific trip. And then we plan all the details for you. So it's a no-brainer. You know, if you're going to get on and book your own hotel and your own transportation, all of those things, you don't even know who to call. And I mean, the pricing, I mean, we save you money because we know the appropriate people. And, you know, a lot of people talk about money. And, you know, when I talk to clients, that's one of the first questions we talk about is budget, you know, how much can you spend? And then we are not trying to sell Four Seasons to every client.
So it's not exactly a luxury thing. It's just bring me in when X.
Yes.
What is the answer to that sentence?
Bring me in when you want a really unique experience. That's part of how I have built my business with We Travel Lux is being experience based.
Right.
You know, anybody can book a hotel. I mean, you could go to Miami and book a Hilton, but what do you want to do while you're there?
Right.
What's important to you? Mm-hmm. You know, and what kind of experiences do you want to have? Florida Keys the same way. It's so different there. And, you know, since we haven't been able to travel international lately, you know, Florida Keys has been hot and people trying to figure out America and how we can see things in our own backyard.
Well, it's funny you bring up, you know, traveling international with how the whole landscape is changing now.
Yep.
The Keys is a destination I've always wanted to go. My wife is kind of like, all right, I'll go with you. I'm not exactly hot on this. It's something I just feel like I need to do. She's big on all inclusive, and I, as am I, but there's not many places in the, you know, contiguous 48 that you can think of that it's always like the Caribbean stuff that's all inclusive.
That's right.
But apparently they do exist.
In the United States.
In the actual, mainland.
Ranches will be all-inclusive. And there is one all-inclusive resort that I can think of in the Florida Keys. But primarily, all-inclusives are going to be found in Mexico, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, and maybe a few sprinkled elsewhere.
Really?
But the all-inclusive properties that would be located, let's say, in Antigua or, you know, some other islands. I mean, Sandals properties, they are all over. But those properties are going to be quite expensive because you're getting really great food, really big activities, lots and lots and lots of fun. Unlike you think about the mega all-inclusives that are in Cancun, Cabo, and Dominican Republic.
Right.
Yeah. So just different experiences. And, you know, we do get a lot of all-inclusive business. But, you know, the Caribbean has been a destination that we have continued to sell during COVID. And so it's been nice to be able to have those options for our clients.
Do you network with other advisors and agents that kind of do things differently around the area?
All the time.
You need to look up this girl. She was on my podcast early on. Her name is Kristen Benton, and she runs a company called Adventure Alchemy.
I know that name.
Yeah.
I know that name.
You know what the gist of it is?
No, tell me.
She plans a trip for you. You have no idea where you're going until the day that you leave.
I know somebody that used her. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. It takes a lot of trust.
I bet you're right. It is. She's like, the idea was born out of her going to Tombstone, Arizona. And she said, we spent a week in Tombstone. And I said, you spent a week? I've seen that town from the Google Maps.
Was that fun?
You could throw a stone across the town, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. You know, it's small. She goes, oh, there's plenty to do there. Oh, really?
Funny.
That is fascinating.
It is fascinating.
And she goes, we spent an entire week there. We had never a dull moment.
Okay.
Really? Yeah, you probably need to meet her.
Yes,
talk to her.
I do need to meet her.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's got to be all, you know, rising tide lifts all ships kind of approach to that, you know, but I'll give you her card.
Awesome.
What's your favorite place so far? You probably have a multitude of favorite places.
I do. So I'm going to name my top two.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, Italy in general has my heart. Tuscany specifically. In fact, I've put my husband on, it started a few years ago, on, and now we're down to 6 years, but I keep counting down that in 6 years, when my son graduates from high school, we are going to live part of the year in Tuscany. We're going to have a place, and I'm going to somehow work that into my travel planning and invite my clients over for a cocktail when they arrive. But my second place, which probably is the most beautiful place I've ever been, are the Greek islands.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Mind blowing.
So there's that Mediterranean area.
Yeah. First of all, the sea is mind blowing, and just the islands each have their own personality and really, really beautiful.
Do they like Americans over there?
They do. Of course they do. Yeah. In fact, so much that they've opened up for us.
Really?
Beginning in May. Yeah. We were jumping up and down.
Talk a little bit about that when this whole COVID thing came down. What was going through your mind?
Well, when the COVID thing came down, I was with my family on a yacht in the British Virgin Islands. And so I was managing a lot of other people trying to get home while I was on a boat, number one. Number two, we were trying to figure out the very last minute we could come through the border without being locked out. And but it was a really crazy season. You know, there's been many times, if I'm being really transparent, which I will be on this, that in the past year I was like, what am I doing? How, you know, I mean, tearful moments where, you know, you can't give your clients what they want, or at least you think you can't, and then you wiggle it out. But, you know, fighting for people's money back, fighting the airlines, you know, these tickets, that it's been a hard deal. And, you know, they did end up, you know, keeping credit for people and hotels and all kinds of things. But, you know, when you have a year, we book out at least a year in advance, right? And when you book out that far and you have, you know, 100 trips on the calendar, it's very difficult to be able to manage all of those dynamics. But you know what? We are so resilient after what we've been through this past year, and just learning that nothing is impossible. And every single one of my trips got worked out. I mean, they just did. And I mean, maybe that's just by the grace of God, but it's been a really, really, really crazy season to where, you know, a lot of travel agents did throw in the towel. No. And any travel agent that tells you that they didn't want to is lying, because it was very challenging.
Interesting. So the market shook off a lot of the competition, in a way.
It shook off a lot of the competition and people that were just playing. Right. People that, and, you know, people who come into this thinking, oh, I'll do this part-time. There's no part-time in travel.
It's like part-time real estate.
Right. It doesn't exist. Yeah. No. And really, to be able to be effective and know what you need to know, you really need to be full-time. You need to be really committed to this industry and all the moving parts at all times.
Right. Because, I mean, how often does a snafu happen on someone's trip? Every single one?
Maybe every other one. But I mean, you know, it can be as simple as a transfer didn't show up, or, you know, they don't like the room they're in, or, you know, I mean, or their dinner reservation. You know, there's lots of different things. Right. But the number one thing I like to tell clients before they leave for a trip is the number one rule is to be flexible. Yeah. Don't let it ruin your trip.
Right.
You know, we'll get it fixed. Right. Anything
is possible. It's not a crisis unless it is.
It's not a crisis. Don't make it a crisis. Don't make your dinner reservation, you know, or not being able to get a pool chair. Don't make it a crisis. You know, we will figure it out.
Was that a thing?
Oh, I've been called recently. I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast. But recently about not being able to get a pool chair during spring break at an all-inclusive. And I was like, okay, you need to walk to the concierge and ask them to help you.
Yeah. There's not much I can do for you.
Not much I can do from you. Yeah. No. No.
For a pool chair.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Funny.
So she was like calling you up and saying, I need a pool chair. I need it now.
From another country.
Do something about it.
From another country.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah.
And I did call management and, you know, we did get it worked out.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, you do what you got to do.
Yeah. Well, which is okay. I mean, it takes you, what, 5-10 minutes to make the call?
Right. And, you know, not a big deal. Not a big deal.
How does that phone call go? It's kind of like, hey, look. All right.
Yeah. Especially when it's like after hours or before hours.
Right.
And, yeah.
I got a client there. She called me. I booked the trip. Can you find your pool chair?
No. Yes.
Please.
Yes. Yes.
Just take care of her.
Yes.
Is that kind of how the conversation goes?
It is how it goes. Well, and being part of all inclusives are not part of my Virtuoso network. Virtuoso would be any of the, you know, 5-star hotels, resorts, tour operators. And I could call any Virtuoso property and they would bring her a cocktail, pull her out of her fresh chair, make sure she was so well taken care of. But a lot of times when, you know, you're booking into the mega properties, you just, you know, I can call and talk to the hotel manager, but they are not as willing to move heaven and earth as perhaps, you know, a smaller, you know, hotel that we deal with often.
Right. They kind of have more skin in the game.
Yes.
The smaller they are.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The place I stayed in Miami, I took a trip down there to present our Octave lights to an automotive dealership. And I spent 2 nights in this place. Our assistant here booked the trip. She's wonderful at it. And the place that she booked was right on the beach in North Miami. And it was next to nothing. I mean, the rates per night were just low. And I'm going, okay, what's wrong with this place?
Yeah,
you know, and it was like 3.7 star rating. So I was like, I don't need it to be luxurious.
Sure.
But, you know, being on the beach is kind of nice. It just turned out that they were under construction, going through remodeling.
Oh, interesting.
That's why the rates were low.
Okay. So was it loud?
I mean, they had you sign off on a waiver on the front when you checked in that you acknowledge that there's remodeling going on and don't bitch about it because it has to happen. We still need to do business. They will stop at 5 o'clock every day. They're going to start around 8:30 just to let you know. Yeah. You're probably not going to sleep much during that time.
Sure.
So as long as you understand that and hey, you're not spending $350 a night to be right on the beach.
That's right.
So you don't want to be in the hotel room while they're working on it. You want to be on the beach or by the pool.
Okay.
So,
okay.
There you go. That's how they got around it.
Yeah. Very good.
And it was fine for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you were on the beach.
I was on the beach. I took a walk on the beach.
That's all that matters.
Found out how much I remember not like walking on the beach.
You don't like walking
on the beach? I found that about myself. I don't really like walking on the beach.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's hard.
It's a good workout.
It's difficult. It is a good workout. It's really hard.
It is hard.
It's not like I'm a kid anymore. Been a while. So with that being said,
what's your problem?
Emily Weber.
Woohoo.
What's your problem?
That's a loaded question.
It is.
Coming off of the year 2020 as a travel advisor. That's for sure. And I'm sure you know where this question is heading. So my problem would be, how do you recover from the past year with COVID-19? And I know people are so sick of talking about this. So we're going to try to shine a light on the positive pieces. But how do we pull out of this and reopen the world and, you know, all the different avenues that can go down from, you know, travel passports and COVID passports and what's going to be required and what's open and what's not. So there are so many questions that are coming my way, and I'm getting call after call, probably I'd say 15 calls a day based upon this is what we want to do. Can we go? What's right. open?
Where How many go? People are concerned about the vaccine passports and all that stuff?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. People have such different views on that, and I completely get it. Personally, I have had my vaccine. I work in travel. I am required to travel to keep my business afloat. So that is my choice. That is right. what I chose. Mm-hmm. So the travel industry as a whole really wants there not to be a requirement to have the vaccine to be able to travel into all these other countries. But here's the thing, is that we all need to agree. Mm-hmm. And the hardest part about this process of everybody reopening is we need the EU, we need all of the countries to agree on how we're going to handle people coming into their country. So an ideal situation would be either, you know, you've had the vaccine and you're able to show that, or you can have COVID tests per country. And mm-hmm. I think that's reasonable, because if you want to travel to Italy, and Italy is one of the worst places that had COVID, and it is my top travel destination, then, you know, you have to be a little agreeable in saying, okay, I'm going to go and get the COVID vaccine, and then I'm going to have it to come home, right. you know. But if you've had the vaccine, I think that's, you know, let's just check it off and go on and travel. And, you know, the U.S. released something this past week that said that if you've had the vaccine, you're not a danger to yourself, mm-hmm. meaning you can go and travel. You're not going to have to quarantine when you get back home, but other countries could have different requirements. And so that's what's tricky, right? Is how do we do this? And, you know, we just got back from Costa Rica. We went there with my family over spring break. I saw a lot of Costa Rica. And, you know, it was difficult to understand what was going to be required. You know, the insurance involved in case you had to quarantine on the back end of it. Mm-hmm. You know, they do not require a vaccine to get in, but you do have to have one coming back. And who pays for that? And if you're positive, what happens? And so I think the value of a travel advisor is going to be greater now than ever in just understanding what's involved in going to any location outside the U.S.
What options are available? And I guess this is kind of a thing that you can open up to those. You know, like, I don't want to do the vaccine. I don't want to get tested, right?
Yeah.
What options are available to me?
Okay. So the Caribbean still has a few places closed down, but for the most part, the Caribbean is wide open. Mexico is living its best life. Mexico took away Mexico took away requiring a vaccine months ago. And so Mexico is just easy. We're close to Cancun here in Nashville, selling a lot of Cabo. Cabo has a lot of experiential travel, a lot of fun things to do. Croatia, if we're talking about Europe, Croatia, Iceland, Greece, that was another big one, is opened up. But, you know, there's still, I mean, the UK has had another big shutdown. France has had another big shutdown. They are a few months from opening.
Yeah. You know,
I sell a lot of Europe and I have a lot of calls, and I'm just not encouraging people outside of the countries I just mentioned to go into Europe until late summer, early fall,
right.
which is tricky.
Well, I mean, you're asking people to plan a year out anyway, right? For trips?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, but I will tell you that COVID has shifted that a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, when we were canceling, yes, we had trips planned, you know, much further in advance. But now people are going, hey, I want to go somewhere next week. Mm-hmm. We want to go to Costa Rica. Can you pull it together? And so the last minute trips are becoming a thing because, you know, you don't know until you're right up on the trip if you're going to be able to get in. And right. and for a long time, we weren't sure. Things were changing weekly with yeah. countries. You know, yeah. they were changing their restrictions and regulations. And so I think that people honestly don't know if they can do something until right before the trip.
So all inclusive, my wife and I are coming upon year number 20 being married,
woo-hoo.
Right?
Congrats.
All inclusive around September, maybe in the U.S., what can we do?
All-inclusive in the U.S.?
Yeah. What comes to mind?
Well, there's not much all-inclusive in the U.S.
I know that. You said that.
I know.
But
I know.
What is?
Well, okay. Do you want to go to a ranch?
Preferably seaside somewhere. It's got to be Key West. Just, you know?
Okay. So there is one. The Bungalows of Key Largo is the only all-inclusive property that I know of that is seaside in the U.S.
Right.
Are you afraid to go to Mexico?
Not afraid. I mean, we've been there before. We went to Cancun.
Yeah.
We went with our littles at the time, and that was, you know, it was better for my wife because it was relief for her. But for me, it was like, you know, constant headache. It's not a vacation.
There's great all adult, all inclusive properties. No, it's never a vacation where you take your kids.
Is it where everybody is nude?
No, okay. I do not recommend those.
No,
I refer those on if they call in. I'm like,
what do they call that? Hedonism or something?
Yeah,
or?
Hedonism. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
that's a thing. That's a huge thing.
I'm not putting my name on that.
You don't do that.
No. Yeah, I don't. No, I know nothing about all that.
Right.
It's outside my wheelhouse, Jim.
Yeah. Well, not that we need to go places like that. Yeah, but you know, you hear adults only. That's what you think. At least that's what I think.
Yeah, no, these are classy and nice with good food and good drinks.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So Mexico. But I mean, if I'm coming back to the country, what does that mean?
That means that at the resort, they will do a simple antigen test, which is the cheaper version. You don't have to do the PCR. That takes 3 days. Mm. And if you are negative, then the airlines are the ones that are looking for that. So you show them your negative test and then you fly right back to the U.S.
Right. Okay.
And a lot of the all-inclusives, too, are offering for you to stay for free if you are positive. Isn't that crazy?
Really? Yeah. Well, how's that work? What does that mean?
Well, they just understand that risk is low.
Before you go back, they'll accommodate you for quarantining or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, really?
They have rooms set away for that. And so that's how they get you to come, right? They will offer the free testing, and some of the resorts will offer for you to stay if you do have to quarantine. I mean, that risk is low. They're not seeing a lot of that.
Right. As far as the political turmoil in Mexico in that area, is that kind of ramped down? Because I know it ramped up for a while.
Yes, it has definitely.
Crime and stuff like that, the gangs and.
Yes, yes. And that's never been in the tourism area anyway. Yeah. They're very careful to protect that area because they can't lose that business.
No, it's huge for them.
It's huge for them.
But I mean, downtown Cancun, do you go?
I don't get off the resort in Cancun. Neither do my clients much, unless I'm being taken by a private company for an excursion or, you know, I take that back. My husband and I were in Cancun this summer and we went to Tulum for a day, but we have a driver that I know well. I use him for all of my clients. That's another reason that, you know, we vet our drivers.
Right, right.
And yeah.
That's where those relationships come into play.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So my wife and I, we want to go ahead and plan something. You know, is it more, I perceive more of an expense going through something like that. Is that true with you?
More of an expense.
Does it seem more expensive?
Versus an Orbitz or something?
Yeah, I mean, if we were to call the place directly or something like that.
Yeah, we definitely have a small fee that people pay to use our services. But what people don't realize is all the work that goes into that, right? No. I mean, you don't do your job for free.
No.
So, you know, we research, we give you options, and then we are part of the process the entire way. You know, we plan your airfare if you choose, or if you have points, you can do your own airfare, your private transfers from companies that we know, you know, your resort experience, showing you all the different rooms, and then working on restaurant reservations and excursion experiences. And so we like to say we're with you the entire process. We're in your suitcase,
right?
Hypothetically. So no, it's not a huge expense. You know, I charge a small fee just to cover my time. And then, yeah.
So basically, to really sum it up and see the outside of your bottle, which is something that I'm good at. How do you go about explaining in a succinct way what you do? Like, how do you, to people who are thinking about doing it themselves, how would you actually, okay, I understand that.
Sure.
Have you thought about, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I had a call last week. They were wanting to book a really nice cruise. And he asked, you know, I feel like I can get it cheaper with Costco. First of all, that's untrue. That's a false fact.
Interesting.
And most of the time, our prices are just as good as any of the wholesalers' prices.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we can find a lot of the all-inclusives cheaper than what you're going to find on their website. We have, you know, wholesale.
You got the hookup.
Rates. Oh, we got the hookup, baby. And so. So, yeah, I mean, I think the deal is just, it just makes the trip planning so much more enjoyable for you.
Yeah.
It allows me to show you all the different options, you know, all the different excursions, all the different activities, restaurants, different experiences, to where you're not going to get that with Orbitz or Expedia or, you know, all the big box places. And I think really where a travel advisor's value shines is when you're taking exotic trips. You know, if you're going to Peru or Costa Rica or Europe, Europe's a big one for me. I think it's very hard for people to know how to plan their own trips. I mean, let's take an Italy trip, for example. You know, they want to go, they want to see three locations. We know the exact places for four-star, for five-star hotels and trains and train schedules. And we have a, you know, train department and a flight department and all the different pieces that go into just making that as seamless as possible. And right. when you only have 7 or 10 days in a location, you don't want to mess that up. You don't want to go there and wander around and think, oh, man.
You don't want to wing it.
You don't want to wing it. You don't have time to wing it when you're taking an amazing trip like that.
So from what I'm hearing, if you're dealing with a certain type of buyer, you got the buyers out there that believe, I can just do it. I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, and those are not my clients. Those are not people that I want to take on. If you are an independent traveler and you research every single thing, then you are good at what you do.
Right. Go ahead and do you.
Yeah.
But if you want, and this here's how I guess I would sum it up. Look, you want to have fun. You want to do this because it's something that you've always wanted to do. The whole experience should be fun.
Yes.
Even planning it should be fun.
Yes.
Let me do the non-fun parts for you.
Yes. And the fighting on the back end, you know? I mean, if you have to, I mean, there's so much that can happen, and insurance claims and all the different pieces that people have no idea exist.
Right.
Let me do the ugly parts for you.
Right. I want you do the fun parts, I'll do the unfun parts.
Absolutely.
That's what I do.
Absolutely.
Now, do you get certain, like, you know, I don't think I'm asking for a huge trip. It's very probably vanilla, right? It's not exotic. Sure. It's not, you know, so eventually we'd like to go to Italy and I'd like to see Israel and stuff like that. But that's probably 10 years from now, once we all, this is said and done, possibly. But for the immediacy of planning a trip to an all-inclusive resort somewhere, is that something you get a call on? You're like, oh, yeah, easy peasy, I'm going to roll my eyes.
Don't roll my eyes because that has kept me afloat for the past year.
Are the
all-inclusives in Mexico. And I know the right ones, and I know the ones not to go to.
Really?
I know the ones that rooms are dumpy, and I can show you pictures of them for a lot of the properties. And I know the ones that are great and have better food and good service and good drinks and, you know, and that have pretty beaches. What part of Cancun is better, you know? Mm. I mean, when you say Cancun, it really encompasses from Cancun to Tulum.
Right?
So it's a long area.
Cabo is interesting, too.
Cabo is interesting. And the thing that a lot of people don't realize about Cabo, if they haven't been, is that you can't swim in the ocean in most of the resorts in Cabo.
Because it's cold.
Well, that, and you're on the Pacific, and the undertow is really bad. And so, but there are a few resorts that are on swimmable beaches. But even if you can swim in the ocean, not a lot of people do.
Right.
And so Cabo is, they have amazing adventures. Get out on that water, do some deep sea fishing, go swim with the whale sharks. They have some of the best zip lining in the world.
Really?
Yeah, go on an ATV trip. There's just a lot of experience there. And the restaurants in Cabo have just blown up. I mean, these small, quaint restaurants where the ocean is crashing up against the rocks in front of you. And, you know, there's just neat experiences to be done in Cabo. I don't love to encourage all-inclusive in Cabo because it's just so fun to get off the property there.
What floats your boat about what you do? Why do you do it?
Because there is nothing I love more than to see God's creation. I've said that from the get-go. It sounds very hokey, and I hate hearing myself say it. But every new place that I experience energizes me and fuels me. I love it so much.
That's a great answer.
Oh, thanks.
Gosh. Talk about a why. My gosh.
I've loved travel since I was young. You know, I like to say I grew up in a really small town in Tennessee. And
where's that?
Centerville, Tennessee.
That's east of here, right?
West.
Okay.
West of here, yeah.
I'm thinking Centerville Lake.
Yeah. And so I grew up in a small town, and I could not wait to get out and spread my wings.
Right.
And so I did just that. You know, started in college with a semester abroad. Then after I graduated, some roommates and I spent 3 months abroad backpacking and just being independent and seeing the most beautiful places in the world. And when you have experiences like that, you can't get enough. I mean, honestly, I want to see the whole world. I have kids, and I want them to see the whole world. I mean, I want other people to experience what you feel when you're able to travel.
Now, do you do anything? I could tell you're passionate about this. I mean, it's really refreshing to see. You just went off on a tear.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I want you to do that, because that's your passion coming through. And for anybody who's listening, that's why you hire Emily. Okay. And that's she's really big on what she does, and she loves it. She sinks her teeth into it, and she wants to make sure you're going to have a great time.
That's right.
With that being said, looking into those types of experiences and stuff like that, do you get into other areas of travel? One thing that comes to mind that we've been doing over the past several years is RVing, right?
Sure.
Do you get into that area at all?
Yes.
Campgrounds to look into for people?
Yeah. In this past year, that has exploded. In fact, a really unique experience that I got to take part in is the famous country music artist and even pop artists here in Nashville were taking their tour buses and renting those out.
Really?
Now you have to use their driver and it's quite costly.
Right.
But oh my gosh, they were gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And but RVing is a very big industry now. And yes, we absolutely can help people take that on. And national park trips, you know, people are wanting to go and explore what's here. Whereas, you know, before it would have been less expensive, perhaps, for them to jump over to Mexico or Jamaica. Yeah. And, you know, now they're experiencing the U.S. U.S. travel has never been so high as it is right now.
Because people are pent up and they want to do it.
Oh, yeah. Arizona. Yeah. I mean, Sedona, Arizona, you can't find a room for months there. Oh, it's crazy.
The other thing that comes to mind is, you know, I have always had the inclination of wanting to I've never taken a cruise. My wife isn't really a big crowd person.
Yeah.
Right? The confinement of the room might, you know, so getting something with an overlook or something like that.
A
balcony. But, you know, not every time we think about going on a cruise, we're like, we're just good. But if we wanted to do something like that, like a private charter yacht type of cruise, you know, couples cruise, you do that too.
Oh, yeah. That's what we did last year when COVID hit.
Cost versus benefit in terms of, you know, going to Cancun all inclusive versus a cruise like that. What are we looking at?
It's a whole different experience.
Price wise too?
Price wise, yes. The catamaran's going to be a little more, but it's not as bad as you would think.
Right.
You know, you want to have enough cabins on there that it doesn't feel too small.
Right.
So I would encourage you going with somebody else, you know, having a few, you know, we went with another family of five, so we had five cabins. And so the boat was bigger. Right. But and the experience on the catamaran.
So much intimate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, there's kayaks and stand up paddle boards and all kinds of things, snorkel equipment, scuba diving on your boat. And then you pull up to these islands, you know, British Virgin Islands or Bahamas or St. Lucia. You pull up to these islands, you can get off, you can go eat at their restaurant, you can snorkel. I mean, there's just so much to do on each island as well.
Right.
It's and then you have somebody on the boat cooking every meal for you.
Wow.
Bringing you your cocktail.
You're making me want to go.
It's an incredible experience that I think everybody needs to do one time. And I'll also speak to the cruise industry has been hit probably as hard as the airline industry. It's been devastating for them.
But
really
I've heard that they're requiring vaccines to go on the cruises.
They are. But you know what? It's just one of those things where that's just how it is. You know, I kind of tell my clients it stinks, but let's not spend our time talking about that because there's so many other places you can go if you don't want to do the vaccine. But to be in that close quarters with so many people, it's almost necessary.
Right.
You know, think about that.
But is that necessary on the smaller ones like we're talking about?
No. It won't be required on that. There are smaller ships, too, within the cruise industry where you're not on there with 3,000 people.
Right.
And those are intimate and nice. And
I'm thinking about, you know,
rooms and
get, you know, five other couples and just do a...
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about possibly doing, maybe even for an anniversary.
Oh, it's incredible. I can talk to you all about that. It's incredible. So many experiences. Yeah. So many experiences.
You got
to
come down and get a massage from Courtney and... hang out and we'll talk over dinner or something.
I love it. Yeah. I didn't know that she was a massage therapist.
She is on a very loose basis. She doesn't take any new clients typically, but she's doing it for 20 some odd years now. So, I mean, her fingers are literally bending the wrong way.
Amazing.
Yeah, but she'll make you see dead relatives.
Ah, well, I definitely but, need you know, an appointment with her.
Every, you know, of course, the best massage therapist to go see is Mr. Jeff Skeen.
Of course.
Who's in our BNI. Because we're both in BNI together, and Jeff does a wonderful job.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Courtney is very good at what she does. She just doesn't, you know, she doesn't want to really do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, good for her. Been there, done that.
I keep on telling her, you know what? The next thing you should do, she's been doing a lot of crocheting and knitting,
sure,
using her hands and keeping herself busy. I said, you'd probably be a great welder. Oh. And she goes, really? Yeah. I don't know why. I just feel like you'd be into it. You're artsy. You're creative. I could picture you out in the garage with a welding helmet on.
I love
it. And doing your thing. Sparks flying and all that stuff.
Hey, it's never too late to shift in your
career path.
Isn't
that true?
It is true, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Emily, how do people get a hold of you?
Where do they find you? Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, I have Instagram, Facebook, Emily Weber. We Travel Lux. My phone number, 615-364-7000, or find me on social media or my website.
What's your handle? Is it all across the platforms? Same handle?
No, it's different.
It's all different.
Yeah.
Is there a landing page where they can go to find all your
handles? My website, wetravellux.com.
Beautiful.
Created by Conversion First Marketing.
And Tyler's been on the podcast.
Tyler is amazing. Oh my gosh, I could not have asked for more in that respect.
Yes.
So yeah, reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you about your individual travel needs. And just remembering that, you know, we are part of a global travel industry where we are all partnering together to make sure that our clients are taken care of and have the best experience possible.
Of course. What are you doing on social media? You better be doing like all sorts of stories and video and photos on a daily basis.
God, I'm trying. I need to hire someone for that.
You need to get with Angela Privet and Angela Profit with GSD Academy. She can actually show you how to batch your social media ahead of time.
Really?
And schedule it out. Oh yeah.
Oh, I'd love to meet her.
That's part of what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do need to meet her. You like, she actually did high-end weddings and events.
Whoa.
Really high-end.
Whoa.
Angela Profit.
Okay.
And she built an 8-figure business doing it.
Whoa. Yeah. Good for her.
She did like, you know, private island weddings for celebrities and stuff like that.
Love it.
Kelly Pickler, Jason Aldean, all those guys.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
Yeah, good for her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now she's teaching other people how to do the same thing. But so wetravellux.com.
That's it.
Go there, check it out, follow Emily, and of course follow us. If there's anything, you got tips, questions for us, you got anybody who wants to be on, reach out at whatsyourproblempodcast.com. Follow us, subscribe, share, rate, review. Even if it's a 1-star rating, we'll take it. I mean, it's probably because of me. It's not the guests. And that's okay. I know sometimes I'm not exactly the reason why you listen, but you know, it is what it is. Thank you for being on, Emily, and coming out to the Big Dot Compound.
I love it. Thank you for inviting me. This was so fun.
Thank you.